55 a.m. No, I wouldn't have noticed, but it's right here on the big LCD in front of me. We're just leaving. Oh, here comes a fire department vehicle. And I gotta let him through, and I don't know if this guy behind me's gonna want to do that or not.
Run into all kind of stuff out there on the road. Yeah, I've been up for a little while. I was thinking it was already afternoon. It's still morning. But, yeah, it's going to be a nice day. Just a hot, hot one, I think.
Fortunately, it is summertime, and it's going to be that way for several days. Bernice said up till what, Tuesday, hon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the possibility of a cold front setting off some showers. We could use the rain. The ground's starting to get crusty out there. Raspberries are doing good. Strawberries are doing fair. But the raspberries are just now starting to produce. And Bernice, how many jars did you make the other day? Nine? Nine jars of raspberry jam, David.
I grade on the raspberry jam. That sounds real good. Yeah, my raised blueberry bushes are doing pretty good, especially the ones that's in the drip off the gutters on the house. The ones that's getting plenty of water. They loading up with the blueberries. But yeah, you're right about the yard being parched. I cut the grass the other day. I was throwing up a lot of dirt.
Mark was in our place. We got fescue, and it's cool weather grass. It does not like this hot weather, and they said it's going to be over 100 here in the next few days. Feels like Kansas again, David. Oh, there's that Tesla truck that's up by us. That's the weirdest looking thing. It looks like a tank coming down the road. There was one on eBay the other day. They tell me listed for $190,000. This old boy that started a tile place up here just bought one. He hit a bonanza when all this building started.
Yeah, it's all seen, whatever. A Tesla truck on the road yet. I've saw them on TV a couple times. But yeah, you're right. It's a strange looking vehicle, and not so sure I want to go down that road. I got a Tundra truck that I can pull anything I want to with it. Don't get very good gas mileage, and I got an old Ford truck that I use for hauling stuff off with, so between the two of them, I'm covered if, if Sleepy Joe leaves office and the price of gas come back down, then I'll be all right.
Yeah, you keep on wishing that. I sure do. Oh, my. It's terrible, the state of the country right now, and I don't know what it's going to take to get out of it. I'll tell you for sure, David. It's drastic, especially on fixed income. It really hurts. I guess it's, they found a couple of $1 billion in gas tax money that they don't know where it come from. It's down at Columbia. But now getting them to use it back up here, being just been sent to Columbia, you just keep on wishing, I guess. And then they're still wanting to pass more taxes. I don't get it. Well, let's see here. When I get around this corner, I can see it. It says 78 degrees on my thermometer, but I think it's hotter than that. Car's been in the garage all night. I hate to pull it in there downstairs because it heats up the basement. And the basement got up to 80 yesterday. I've never seen that. But we've been running the air conditioner about 75, and so I lowered it to 74. My neighbor keeps his at 68. Heck, I'd be sick all the time. That bothers my sinuses to be around these cold places.
Cooler out back in the shade here than it is out in the sunshine. Let me hold on for a minute. The clock's chiming pretty loudly. I'll be back to you in a little bit. KF4NXY.
Who in the world are you talking to, Dave? Tell me it's not Tom.
That's definitely a one, David. Well, that clock was chiming, but not very loud. I couldn't hardly hear it until he mentioned it, Dave. You must be coming from a tennis match.
I'm still in the parking lot. I'm just sitting here, you know, taking my time. I'm going to have to stop and get some push. You know, I can make it home, but I don't think I can make it back to a gas station after I get home. So, and my gas can doesn't have but about maybe a quart left in it. So I guess I better stop and get some fuel.
Go ahead, David, if you're still there. If not, I'll pick it back up.
Well, Dave, running out of gas in that good-looking Tundra. Forerunner.
This thing's thirsty, I tell ya. If you get 16 around town, you're doing good. And that's about what I get most of the time. Sometimes when if I romp down on it too much, I get less. But anyway, V6s are, you know, just, they're not known for good gas mileage. It's just the way it is. I'm not sure why, but that's the way it is.
If the mechanic knew what he's doing, he could super tune that. But being it's you, I don't know if there's any hope. Should get better gas mileage than that. I got a V6 in this, a big one. It's got 305 horsepower. And it gets, 22 to 25 around town. And then on the highway, it'll get over 30, Dave.
Well, I don't want to hear that, Tom. Just keep that kind of stuff to yourself. You know. Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, my Mustang got that. 420 horsepower and a 5.0, you know, so V8. Well, it gets about 20 around town and, you know, 25 or 26 on the road. It did real good, I thought, for a V8, you know, with that much horsepower.
And a Tundra got 5.7 and I get 14 around town, 17 on the highway. So anyway, I don't drive it a whole lot unless I'm pulling the pontoon or something, because it is pretty bad on the gas.
Very fine vehicle, though, David. I'd not get rid of it. That'll last forever. I have a Tacoma. Now, it doesn't do great, Dave. It's got a V6, but most of our trips are short trips, and you just can't get good mileage on short trips with most anything. The daughter just bought a new, is it a Hyundai, and I've been meaning to tell her what you told me about those turbos, Dave. I leave it run about 30 seconds, and I keep forgetting it. But, at any rate, there's a big crash up here around the intersection of the Spink store, I think. And all kinds of fire trucks and stuff out in the middle of the road on the way down to Walmart here in Taylor's. And there's even a ambulance there. But it's, gosh, 1.4 liter with, I don't know if it's dual turbos or a turbo on it. I wouldn't trade her, put it that way. But yeah, this Avalon is pretty heavy, Dave. Oh, that looked like a bad wreck. I didn't see. He pulled out of where, Bernice? Oh, pulled out of the Spink station. Somebody hit him, T-boned him, Dave. Not a good situation when the speed limit's 45 here and most people are driving 55. Go ahead, Dave. Send your LTR.
KB4CPA. I'd say probably getting T-bones about the worst accident, especially if it hits on, you know, your side, but, you know, you're going to get, you know, the worst of it. And, you know, depending on where it hits the car, but, if it hits, you know, around the B or C pillar, you know, you're going to feel it, that's for sure. And you're probably going to get hurt, but anyway. I guess the only worst thing would be a head-on collision, because you have to add the two speeds together to figure out what the impact speed is. And, you know, if two people are going 55 in opposite directions, that's 110 miles an hour collision. And, you know, ouch.
Well, then, combined speeds are pretty rough in a collision, I'm sure. Well, fellas, I'm going to get out of here for a little while. Y'all have a good afternoon. It's kind of creeping up to afternoon. We'll be afternoon soon, so have a good one. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Well, tell me, Dave, before you run off, is your Lincoln still cooling?
It's doing better. It's doing better, a lot better than it was getting, you know, when you got that, you know, obstruction out from under, you know, out of that door. It really helped.
That's good. All right, I'll let you go. KP4CPA. Have a good day.
Nice to hear you this morning, Dave. And we have arrived at Aldi's, and so I'll go in there and freeze my tail off. It's always cold in Aldi's, Dave. And you have a good day and a safe day, most of all. But, yeah, this, I was going to comment, this Avalon is a lot, well, it's bigger than the other Avalon. I wouldn't have traded the other one in, means Bernice is gone, but, I love it. It goes good, but it takes up a little more room in my garage, and I don't like that. So if I'm doing anything down there, I just pull it out and pull it up in the carport. And I'm not going to pull it in this time because, boy, there's a lot of heat from that engine. I think it's about, well, they run now, 190 degrees, I guess. But we're going to run over to Walmart's after we leave here, and I guess you got another match this evening. I'll look for you along those lines. Take care, my friend. KB4CBA and 0TR73s.
I'm not playing tonight, and I'm playing in the morning at 8:30. Anyway. I'm not signing off unless you are. Because I still got a ways to go, but anyway, you can let me know.
Yeah, I got to go in there with Bernice, Dave, and hold just for the heck of it. I like to heckle the managers and that in there. They all look forward to it. Like me and you do all the time. KB4CPA and 0TR73s, Dave.
Well, have a good day, and stay cool. Like it's not too much of a problem as long as your air works. Anyway, 73, it's N0TR, KP4, DPA, Wolf.